Good morning, everybody. Let us pray before we read the Word of God. Lord Jesus, thank you this morning. You bring us come to your house to see you closely, to hear your voice, and to know your heart. That's why we pray that Holy Spirit come upon us. Lead us to understand your will, Father. Especially, we are living in modern world. Sometimes, we are so busy, but we don't know busy for what. This morning, we ask you to tell us that we must busy for the work of God. Because that's what you want us to be here. Speak to us, Father. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Okay, let us open our Bible on the book of Mark, chapter 10. Mark, chapter 10, verse 28 till 31. Then Peter began to say to him, "See, we have left all and followed you." So Jesus answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sister or father or mother or wife or children or lands follow my sake and the gospels, who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time, house and brothers and sister and mother and children and lands with persecution, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." Brother and sister, sometime we might be same with Peter, asked with God. "God, you see, I have left everything to follow you. What I get from this all?" Although we know that without any works, as a children of God, who experience salvation from God should serve God. Like Paul said at Romans chapter 1, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, which is your reasonable service." We get everything when Jesus died for us in the cross. That's why last year when I went to Surabaya for mission trip, and then I bring one of my youth before, and then after he helped me everything, and I said, "Thank you, may my Father from heaven bless you." And then he replied the text and said, "It is done. It is done." That means I get it already before you ask for me. It is done. Yes, it is done. God already gave us. That's why Paul asks us to do the ministry. We do the ministry not because something that we want to get, but because something that we have to, something that God already gave to us. But as a human, sometimes we like Peter. Are you like Peter? "God, I wake up early. Why? Boss, the boss angry with me today. God, I already pray. Why? I didn't get anything. God, you know, I joined house church. I'm house church leader, welcoming team, also mission trip team. Everything, I do it for you. But I didn't get anything." We are humans. I like to see this question. Like Peter say, "God, you see, we have left anything. What Jesus answer about this question, verse 29. Assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house, brothers, everything, who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses, brothers, and ever, with persecution, and in the age to come, eternal life. Jesus didn't be angry when Peter asked about this, but Jesus gave promise to Peter. Jesus said, number one, at this time also we will receive 100-fold. Number two, 100-fold is true despite the persecution. Number three, in the days to come, he will receive eternal life. What Jesus promised is bigger than what Job's, except when he finished temptation. How many times, how many fold Job accept from God after he finished temptation? How many times? The book of Job. How many times? Sunday school? House leader? How many times? How many times? Two times. Only one time only. His wife, not double. Job get everything two times. Daughter, children, sons, cattle, everything. But wife only one. Remember that. You can get many blessings from God, double, but only wife cannot double. Wife still one. Job only get two times. Jesus promised 100 times. And sometimes we think, we interpret this version, oh, if I follow Jesus, Jesus will give me 100 times. Now I have one, small car, or like a city car or BMW, and then after follow Jesus 10 years, then I will get 100 BMW. If we interpret this verse like this, then I'm the richest guy. Why I said like that? I follow Jesus, left everything when I was 20. Now I'm 42. That means 22 years. I get a lot. Brothers and sisters, this verse cannot be interpreted like that. Of course, we can see some person get 100 times from Jesus when he followed Jesus. But this verse talk about the quality that Jesus give it to you. There are many times, our friend came from Indonesia, come to see us because two things. Number one, they want to see us. Number two, they need us because we stay at Hong Kong. So if they come alone, they don't know where is Hong Kong. So they call us, hey, Pastor Selamat, do you have time? Can you bring us go to shop for shopping at Hong Kong like that, everything? Okay. And then two places, usually Indonesian people come. Number one, Mongkok, ladies market. That's every place, $100 enough for 4 t-shirts. Number two is Sim Sha Sui. Chanel, Hermes, Louis Vuitton, everything like that. Some of them buy stuff at Mongkok, and the others buy stuff at Sim Sha Sui, and then one bag $30,000. I rather use plastic bag with $30,000 than bring 30,000 back without anything inside. Make sure that I rather use plastic bag with 30,000 than 30,000 back without money inside. Okay? And they are so happy with this. One bag, two bag, three bags. And my wife said, if I have one, what? Plastic bag, you want it? Sometimes we feel, oh God, they're so easy to buy one, a Louis Vuitton bag, everything like that. What I get? 2 weeks after that, Kadia sent me, said, Papa, I got a lot of scholarship. Oh yeah? Did you number one in the class? Maybe yes, maybe no. The teacher didn't say anything. And then yesterday, she sent a message again and said, Papa, I got it. You see? 30,000 back with this result, which one is more happy for you? Of course, 30,000 just a bag. But if you have children and your children can do well in the school, that's make you happy. This is what I see from this promise 100 times. 100 times, it doesn't mean you get 100 car, you get 100 house, you have 100 diamond. No, this talk about quality. The quality that Jesus give it to you and make you happy. And more than that, even in the midst of difficulties, what Jesus give you still can make you happy. This Jesus promised to you for everybody who follow him. And I try to see, did Peter get 100 times after Jesus said like this? Of course, Peter didn't get 100 times. But Peter get the happiness from Jesus. That's why when we read the book of Peter, let's see a few verses from the book of Peter. First Peter chapter 1. First Peter chapter 1 verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trial, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold, that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to be praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Second verse, you can see also Peter chapter 3. Verse 14. But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. I believe Peter get this 100 times. That's why when Peter write a letter to many Christians at that time, Peter said to them, don't leave your God. Just follow your God and you will feel 100 times from God. Brothers and sisters, this is the book of God full of promise. And God never fail. When he promised 100 times, that means he will bring you happiness if you follow him. So don't worry about that. Another thing, don't worry about that. God will provide. God will give you the best. God will did something that you never imagined. 2 months ago, when I start prepare a mission team for Indonesian team, I'm thinking, this year, I cannot too much bring my own money go there, and I feel a little bit sad, because when you visit village, sometimes you see, oh, in this church, no guitar, then you feel, ah, okay, okay, I buy for you. In this church, the sound is not too good. Okay, okay, I give it to you. But this time, I cannot do like that. I feel a little bit sad. And I said to Pastor Eugene, maybe this time, we just have simple food, because we have not enough money for that. God knows this heart. 2 weeks ago, one brother, hey, Pastor Slamet, are you in the church at this time? Yeah, 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 yeah. I want to see you. I want to bring something. I thought he will bring a bag of second-hand clothes or everything like that. Yeah. He wore one T-shirt, second-hand T-shirt. Not good T-shirt like that. But in his wallet, he bring US dollar. And he said, God asked me to support this mission team. This is $1,500. What? $1,500, not Hong Kong dollar. $1,500. And this $300 for your team, you can have good food. You see? $1,800. And I say, oh, really? If we follow God sincerely, God will prepare 100 times fulls. This is what I always feel in mission field. This is what I always feel when we trust God, we serve God, we give the best for God. That's why what Jesus talked to Peter, and I always say, Amen. Amen, 100 times. Not only next, but now. Now. Now you will get 100 times when you serve God sincerely. The last verse, we come back again to Mark chapter 10. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. Why Jesus said like this? But many who are first will be last, and the last will first. Jesus reminded Peter, okay, I will give this promise to you, but many who are first will be last, and the last will first. That means if you are not faithful, you cannot get this promise. Of course, remember this. Salvation is by grace only. Salvation is by grace only. But the blessing of God depends by your works. If you sincerely follow Jesus, then God will bless you. This verse not talking about salvation, but this verse talk about rewards. Many will be last. First become last, last become first. Depend how faithful you are. In the book of Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, you need to be faithful till die. What is the meaning of faithful? The meaning of faithful is God number one, we might be number two, number three, number four, number ten, number ten. But God always number one. God always. How we apply God number one? We just finished Euro Football Cup. Yeah, Euro Football Cup. And I read from newspaper that one Chinese guy died because 11 days he didn't sleep but watched the football cup. 11 days, just like that. 11 days. Usually in my church at Indonesia, when World Cup, Euro Cup, people come to the church like this. That's why I don't want to preach too long. If I preach too long, then they will say, Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Amen. Like that. And then they are so happy when the worship leader said, Stand up, we sing doxology. Da, 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 da. And all like, oh, finish, like that. In this space, no doxology song. But in traditional church, they will sing that song at the last of worship. World Cup make them, oh, like that. They know that Sunday must go to the church, but they stay on TV till midnight. That's why in the morning they always, Amen. Amen. Simple activity. Show your heart. Simple activity, show your heart. Sometimes we just want God's promise fulfilled in our life, but we didn't do anything. We just say, yeah, good. God promised, Amen. Amen. But who work for God? No. That is not my talent. That is His talent. That is her talents. God job only for staff. God work only for pastor, not for me. I just the person who enjoy God promise. If you have this kind of thinking in your life, and I want to say to you, you never get blessing from God. Because blessing from God always give to the person who faithful. Faithful. What does it mean? God number one. I will recruit one assistant pastor to help our ministry at Phoebe. This sister graduated from Bible school, came to Hong Kong as a housemaid. He signed contract as a housemaid because he cannot come to Hong Kong as a professional. And he works for 2 years. And her employer is very happy with her job. Last month, her employer said, Will you renew contract with me? No. I cannot renew contract with me. Why? The church want me to serve at the church. I give you 2 times salary. You renew contract with me. No. I already promised to church I will serve at church. 2 times salary. He left it to follow Jesus. When I hear this kind of testimony, and I said, as a pastor, I should more than them. This small sharing. Another is, usually the employer said, no holiday on Sunday, I give you 200. No holiday on Sunday, I give you 200. But they said, no. 200 is not enough. Sunday is not my holiday, but Sunday is the day that I can worship God. You give me 200, I still go to the church. You give me 300, I still go to the church. How about we? How about us? When the boss say, Sunday, we need to do something. Sometimes we are too easy to call, Pastor Sophia, I'm sorry, I cannot come. Or Pastor Nate, I cannot lead worship. I cannot play music. Because of love. Because of work. Is it faithful? Faithful is God number one. We might be number two, number three, number four, or might be number 10. If we have this kind of attitude and this kind of life, I believe you will get 100 times full. Amen. This is the word of Jesus, not the word of Selamat. If the word of Selamat, you might be not believe, but because this is the word of God, then you should to believe if you want to get it. Be faithful, and God will bless you. Amen. Janela will lead us in worship. How faithful we are. Of course, this question is not talk about perfect. At least, we need to upgrade our faithfulness in God. When we know that God promised, God always bless us, and the key is faithful, then we should get a line in faithfulness line. As a son of God, do we always put God number one? Matthew chapter 6:33. Seek ye thy kingdom first, and all will give it to you. This morning, from my heart, I want to see all brother and sister who are here blessed by God. Of course, you can get it. The key is be faithful. God number one. How about me? Maybe number two, number three, or number 10. It doesn't matter. If you put God number one in your life, and you will get 100 times.
Come down, friend. Come down, friend. Every blessing. Yeah. in 2 Timothy, the Bible said that, you know, even when we are faithless, God is always faithful. So let's continue press in to pray for, you know, there's many items that we pray for community. Let's just continue to press through in prayers because we believe that God is faithful. On the list, on the items, you know, the family members who suffer from cancer or, you know, in the process of recovery, going through chemo. So let's pray for the three items that's on the community list. Also, let's pray for those family members who have suffered from various illness, but who do not know God yet. And so let's pray for item 4 and 5 for recovery and also of them knowing God. Also pray for those brothers and sisters in our community who was looking for employment. We pray God open opportunity for them. Let's turn to today's mission focus. Well, let's pray for Japan and Thailand, for the missionary there, Kenny and also Rachel. And also let's pray also for NK. Let's pray that, you know, God banner really fly over those land. Japan team is leaving for their mission on the 10th August. Let's continue to pray, lift up the team in preparations. Let's pray for the team preparation and the fundraising as well for this team to go ahead. Also, let's give thanks for the Thailand trip coming back safely. The mission trip does not just end when they come back to Hong Kong. It continues because they are also the messengers to the congregation, to the church. So they in preparation for preparing, you know, their sharing. So to bring the congregation back to the mission field. So let's pray for the team in preparation when they come to share the testimony in one of the Sundays. So continue to lift up the Thailand team, because their mission is not done yet. let's continue to lift up various SP ministry, the Noah Arts, the nursery, the youth, the men and women's ministry. Continue to ask God to, you know, show the visions and how to, you know, live out faithfully for God. Just have the men and women Bible study last night, but this will continue for the next 9 weeks. So let's continue to pray for God revelations to the, you know, to the pastor who's sharing, and also revelation to each individual participant that God really speak through the for the Word of God to speak to them and really have their life transformed by the Word of God. You're so awesome. You're just great. You, through the message of Pastor Star Mark today, you reminded us, you know, why we serve, really, because we are called to. And through, you know, the way that we serve, and also how we capture the vision that you have, how we follow you, we do not have to worry. There's blessing that follows. Father, that, you know, sometimes we, especially in Hong Kong, like things, business is one of the yoke that really torn us away from you. And so this morning, I just ask God that help us to be able to stand firm, help us to prioritize our timetables, that we have room for you, to listen to you, to obey you, and to live a life that worthy of the calling that you have given us. Thank you for being with us today and ever. And just, I lift up my brother and sister this morning and just ask God, your protection be with them. And they continue to seek after you with this sincere heart, this earnest heart. Thank you, God, for being you. And we love you, Lord. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.